It's the Isaiah Gratz Show, wherever you are.
Wherever you are, you'll always be my love. Though you're never alone, I'm always in your love. Wherever you are.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to IGMPTV. I'm your host, Isaiah Gratz, introducing great media to people like you on The Isaiah Gratz Show. Today's guest has earned 17 number one hits on the Billboard dance charts. She's competed in the Miss America pageant and is known as one of the greatest artists of all time in the dance market alongside Madonna and Beyonce. Please welcome Christine W. Christine, thank you so much for being here today. How are you doing?
I'm great. We are still on a high. We just came back from a incredible show at the Saban Theater with pretty much sold out both nights, you know, and a 205 voice choir, you know, the Gaiman's Choir of Los Angeles. They are absolutely fabulous. And they did a show called Dancing Queens, where they featured dance music over the decades. And then I got to be the featured artist, and I got to debut my new single, Love Personified. So that was fun. And just to meet everybody, and they had a great band, and the conductor, EJ, was insane. So we're just kind of still on a high from that, because it just happened. And I just got home last night, so we've got luggage everywhere and costumes. So we got to pack up for the next thing. But yeah, it was good to be on your show, baby. What you been up to?
I appreciate you taking the time to do this interview with me after just getting back from a performance. Christine, you have been named as one of the greatest artists of all time for Billboard magazine. For our listeners who are just hearing about you today, can you tell us how you got started in music? And congratulations for everything that you've been able to achieve.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate that. Well, you know, it's amazing. I just have written songs, you know, hundreds and hundreds of songs. And, you know, you get better and better at it. And I've done thousands and upon thousands, maybe a million shows. Who knows? I started performing at church when I was young and grew up in the choir and I just performed in all the school plays and all the jazz choir, just anywhere I could perform. I remember my grandma walking me down to the old folks' home with my guitar, and just so, you know, I would just wanted an audience, you know, and I loved a challenge, and, you know, they were great. They weren't going anywhere, so I had a set audience there. And so just performing over, and I think really you have to, with showbiz, you just have to get out there and do it a bazillion times, and then
of course
you get better at it.
So what I find so amazing is that you were signed to RCA Records, a label known for helping launch many artists' careers. And then you decided to go independent, and now you own Fly Again Music Productions. What inspired you to go back to being an independent artist instead of wanting to be with a major label? Does it have its pros or cons? Or are you happy where you are as an independent artist? I mean, many people think that if you're signed to a major record deal, that everything's going to go great. But then other people talk about the advantages of being an independent artist and making your own decisions, not having anyone to really tie you down to a financial obligation, but overall having the creativity. So what has your experience been like from being a major label artist to being an independent artist?
Well, that's a good one. Well, I started out with the majors. So I was signed to a label in London. And that was interesting. You know, they had a distribution deal, I believe, with Zomba, which was basically BMG too. So, but, I've been with majors pretty much the whole time. And in 2008, after my experience, with the Fly Again album, I was just inspired to just start my own label. And, nobody was doing it at that time. It was something that people were like, oh, are you crazy? Like, this is stupid. Like, you shouldn't do this. You need the support. You need the this. You need the that. And I thought, you know, I'm busting my butt out here, and you really don't ever see any money from the labels because, you know, they charge everything back to your account. It's just a label is just a bank.
Of course.
You know, like going to Wells Fargo, and you get a big fat loan, and you have to pay it back with your royalties. You know, and so I wasn't seeing any money from all the hard work, you know, I just see a little bit here or there. And it wasn't like it's not like you're going to make unless you have a big hit, it's not like you're going to make a a ton of money from being an independent artist. You know, if you get a big hit, hey, it could be pretty good. But it is the thing I love about it is that I get to choose my own remixers. I get to work with all the musicians that I want. I get to choose all my people. And, you know, I work with guys all around the world. And a lot of the people that I work with, I've known for 20 years. So they're almost like family, or 25 years, you know. So it's just super, it's super cool right now to make music because it's a team. And, you know, it's my team. It's my people. It's my peoples, and I love them. And they always go all out, you know. They really do. And for all of us as artists, you know, being independent, it does force you to really, you know, bring your A game. And if you don't, and you also go, okay, I wrote that song, you know, I think it's great, but is it going to connect with people? Like, is it going to resonate? Is it going to be over quick because it doesn't mean anything, you know? So I think you kind of want to make music that you're really proud of, and because you can't take it back, you know, you can't like take it down digitally or anything. You can't erase it. It's out there forever. So you
right.
are much more diligent in providing great content, great songs.
Absolutely. I understand that. As an independent artist, you know, there are pros and there are cons. As being a major label artist, you know, it comes with the credibility, the contacts, the money invested in it. But then you would know yourself of what was involved to stay as a major label artist. And maybe it's easier to be independent. So that's why I want to talk about your debut album when you first started, Land of the Living. You released in 1996 and your hit song, Feel What You Want, has over 4 million streams on Spotify. And several of your music videos have been doing very well on YouTube. Did you ever think that your life was going to change so quickly after recording this album in London? And what was the experience like? I mean, you are known for being colorful and dance music and love and happiness. So I'm sure you had a lot of fun doing this, right?
I think I was performing in Vegas, and Donna Summer is my hero. And I just had that gut feeling that I was trying to do dance music. And R&B hip hop was really, really big. Dance music was just not really, it was in gay clubs. It was never heard on the radio here. You know, the closest that we got was, Sweat, you know, Martha Wash, Come On and Sweat. But of course there was rap in it. I don't think they probably would have played it if there hadn't been rap in it, because rap was really big at that time, in the mid and even into the late 90s. I mean, it's still big, but I think dance music is now in rap. Dance music is in country. Dance music is in everything.
Absolutely. I mean,
they've taken all of our production ideas, you know, that we, you know, a lot of us around the world were just dance music freaks. And so I kind of peppered mine with house. Like my thing was house music with big vocals, big anthemic vocals, with songs that were uplifting and inspiring, and that, you know, that people were on the dance floor, if they were looking to hear something to motivate them and you know, help them in their struggles and through their journeys.
Right.
And Feel What You Want, you know, it was a time I was like, it was really hard for me to feel what I wanted, because, you know, I'm a white girl that sounds like a black girl. You know, I'm a 6 foot tall gal that people, you know, in Vegas, you know, we had a ton of drag shows, right? So, you know, at that time we probably had 5 or 6 drag shows. So, and I was always dressed over the top with my wigs and whatever. And I'd cruise around with all these drag queens, and everybody thought I was a drag queen. And it was just, you know what I mean? I was trying to figure out, okay, this is really wild. My life is crazy. But in anywhere, honestly.
Welcome back to IGMP TV. I'm your host, Isaiah Grass, introducing great media to people like you on the Isaiah Grass Show. We are talking to Christine W., known for having 17 number one hit songs on the Billboard dance charts. So Christine, aside from doing music, you've also done modeling, which presented the opportunity for you to compete in the Miss America pageant. Now, I know you won Miss Washington, and then you sang the Gershwin Broadway classic, Summertime. What was this experience like, being a part of the Miss America pageant at such a young age? As you know, this is a very special moment because there are so many women out there that are aspiring to be in the Miss America pageant. I mean, look at Vanessa Williams. She was a part of that, and her career did so well. Now, for you to be able to say that you're a part of the Miss America pageant, that is something that no one will be able to take away. So what was that experience like as a kid to be in that?
Yeah, you know, that was crazy because I think I was the youngest one there. I graduated early. So I think I was 17 or 18. I was pretty young, 18 at the most. But it was just, you know, terrifying, honestly, because I had never done pageants before. And then I won my local pageant. Then I won the state pageant. Then, you know, the next thing I know, I'm on stage at the Miss America pageant. It was a blessing, but it's pretty overwhelming for, you know, a kid from Eastern Washington that, you know, barely left the state, you know what I mean?
And yeah, that sounds like a lot to handle for sure.
And I could not have survived it without, you know, Dorothy Shepik, the pageant director at that time. She was a really strong, powerful woman. And she just kept telling me, you can do it, you can do it. And she had such faith in me. And so Dorothy Shepik, I will say she was a huge influence on my life. And she's still alive and she's still my bestie. I got to call her today. So yeah, wonderful woman.
Christine, it is amazing that you were a part of the Miss America pageant and won Miss Washington. Again, like I said, Vanessa Williams was a part of the Miss America pageant and look what it did for her career. Now I understand you were scared, but think of how many people after high school have been watching your career and thinking, wow, look at where she has gone. You just never know where people could be looking up to you and you're a motivation to let other people dream big. And look at everything you've done. All your dreaming has paid off for you immensely. In fact, throughout your career, you've released over 10 albums, numerous singles, cover songs, and work with so many producers. If you go on your website, if you watch your videos on YouTube or anything involved, you have so much that you've offered to the world. What do you feel has helped you to stay inspired, to keep making more and more and more music that everybody loves, that keeps charting on the radio, that people just want to keep listening to and dancing to? And out of everything you've produced, what has been your favorite single, your favorite album, or maybe collaboration that you like to share with audiences?
I mean, it was really special this last weekend. I've been writing this song, Love Personified, for the last year. Wrote it with some fantastic songwriters, Alan Rich and Jed Friedman, who wrote my first number one hit from my album, Stronger. So I got to write another song with them 20 years later, and it's called Love Personified, and it was released last weekend during DC Pride, and we performed it on stage as a dance song. We opened the show with it. It was really powerful to see the reaction, and then I performed it as a chill jazz vibe song at the Saban Theater a couple days ago, and it's such a wonderful feeling to have a song out there with the message Love Personified. I feel so much joy inside since you joined me for the ride. When I sing it, I feel like I'm singing it about my fans, you know, and my friends. So it's just a really, it's a great message, and I can't take total credit for it because I wrote it with, you know, Alan Rich and Jed Friedman, and Jed Friedman was in the audience on Saturday night, and it was just so special to have him there. Alan was working, he couldn't be there in another country, I think, but it's been a really amazing Pride Month for me, just because all the dots are connecting. I don't know, it's a lot of love, a lot of synergy, a lot of years of meeting wonderful people and staying connected and coming together to create great messages to inspire people. And you feel like you're doing a lot of good out there. You can see it in the faces of people. You know, and when that message connects with them, it's really cool.
It has definitely paid off tremendously. You have 17 number one hit songs on the Billboard dance charts tying Mariah Carey. Your songs have been featured in the video game Grand Theft Auto, movies like Roadhouse and Indecent Proposal. Plus, you've also performed on numerous TV shows. You have accomplished so much, like I said. In fact, you also own a horse ranch and a publishing company. Where do you think your life would have gone if you never took a chance to be a part of the Miss America pageant and you didn't start performing? Do you think you'd still be in the entertainment industry? Or what would have Christine W. started to do instead?
Well, I love farming, so I would probably raise grass-fed beef, to be honest. I raise onions with a farming partner of mine up in Washington State. I love growing food because, you know, there it is. It's medicine for the body. Music is medicine for the soul. I just think I was born to do those kind of things. And I come from a farming family, and I love, you know, I love all that feeding, you know, somebody's got to help feed the world, you know, and it's absolutely necessary for survival. So I think music and farming go hand in hand, honestly. But I tell you, I've had a lot of fun at the horse hotel too. My dad was a rodeo guy, so and he was a country singer. Victor Duane was his name, and he died when I was 3 years old, but he was an absolutely magical person, I guess. Everybody that met him, I hear stories about him, and he was unbelievable. He was an amazing singer, beautiful voice, played the guitar like crazy, and would just get up and sing songs. You know, he loved Hank Williams. He's, you know, he loved all the old country stuff. And so I don't know, just farming is in my blood. Music's in my blood on both sides of my family. So it's just, I think it's something that's just in me, you know. It's crazy.
You mentioned that your dad played instruments, but I also know that you play the piano, guitar, and saxophone, which has paid off for you so much because you've been seen on stage worldwide playing instruments. And you've also won awards as the lead singer of your band, Christine W. and Sting. And it seems like your family has made a huge impact on your passion for being an entertainer. What was it like growing up as a little kid with music everywhere around you?
I mean, just growing up, my mom was a 6-night-a-week musician, a working musician. I would tune her guitars. I would rat her wigs. I would iron her clothes. I would do whatever I could do to help her because that was the only way we were going to eat, you know. She had to go out and make the money so we could, you know, eat, survive. There was 4 kids and she was a widow. So I think it just comes, I've seen people really fight to survive. My mom was one of them. And there were no programs. You know, my dad was, he passed away and he was military. He was a pilot. And, you know, now that we know what we know, he definitely died. He died at 32 and he definitely died from probably the effects of the exposure to all the toxins that they were flying all over the place. He was a ammunition pilot. He was flying the, you know, Agent Orange and all the toxic chemicals around. Nobody knew how toxic they were, but, you know, there was no tunnel to towers then. There was no, there's all these fantastic programs that they have to take care of the widows and the children and stuff. My mom was just out there, you know, she basically, you know, we survived because my grandparents, everybody, the family kind of gathered in and the community, Tri-Cities, you know, came in and there were, it was not easy. Those were tough times. And you watch that and then, you know, you learn a lot from it and you implement, you know, apply that to your life and you don't take anything for granted and are grateful for everything that happens to you. And I think, you know, right now people need to remember to have a grateful heart. It's so important.
Absolutely.
Nothing good is going to come to you if you're not grateful for what you have right now. I think you can be religious or not religious or whatever, but I do think it's an unwritten law of the universe because I just watched it happen to people over and over again. So I believe very strongly in that.
Welcome back to IGMP TV. I'm your host, Isaiah Grass, introducing great media to people like you on the Isaiah Grass Show. Christine, you've accomplished so many wonderful things in your career, but you've also dealt with hardships in your life as well. In 2001, you were diagnosed with leukemia and you had to get a stem cell transplant. Following the diagnosis, you released your third album, Fly Again, as a sense of therapy to keep fighting and to stay united with your friends, your family, and your fans. Did it ever cross your mind that because you had cancer, you'd stop performing? Or was this just a reminder just to keep that fire burning within you to share music for the world to enjoy?
I would say, I had written the Land of the Living album. I'd written all those songs about survival, and I had always been, reaching to my musicians and my dancers and you can do this, you're meant for more. I took the message that my mom instilled with me and I took it out into everyone in my circle. And I think because I wrote Land of the Living and I wrote Alive, Alive, Alive in the Land of the Living, I Will Survive. You write something like that and then you think, okay, I wrote the songs, now if I die, I look like a freak. I didn't fight hard enough. So, and I had two, my kids were so little, they were just, one and two, and I just couldn't leave them, being a mom. The thought of them never knowing who I was and growing up without a mother. I grew up without a father and it was really tough. And so I think I fought like a tiger just because for them. And then also for, to make music and to just say, hey, I didn't give up. I fought. I didn't sing about it. I lived it. I fought the good fight. But, I made it and other people can make it through horrible times, and I'm happy to encourage all of my friends and my fans that go through hard times, and I do it all the time, and we're here to get each other through the journey. It's tough sometimes, but we have each other and we got to lean on our comrades sometimes.
Absolutely. It is truly a beautiful message that you talk about being transparent about your journey and your struggles. Because a lot of times people do not want to do that. We want to post only the good things of our life and never the bad stuff. And sometimes when you talk about the bad things that are going on in your life, other people can relate to you and they can feel like they are not the only one dealing with it. So I know for our listeners right now, they will definitely appreciate this. In fact, I know many people who are diagnosed with cancer. I have lost people from cancer, and I know people who are currently in treatment. And I have family members who are in the medical industry. So for you to be able to overcome cancer, make music, and still perform, that alone is a testament of faith, courage, and showing people to never give up. So thank you so much for sharing your story about being a cancer survivor and never giving up on what you do so that people can continue to hear your music and love everything and feel like they can dance through any type of situation in their life.
Well, I've just tried to do the right thing, just bring a lot of love out there. I've written a lot of songs, got a new album coming out, and it's basically going to be called So Much Love because of a song that I wrote called So Much Love. And the message of that is so much love, so little time to give you, so much love, so little time, how the days flew, so much love, so little time. And I find that the only thing about you is you. In our precious time. Well, we only have a short amount of time here on the planet. So all of us need to do as much good as we can. And if we put as much love and kindness and goodness out there that we can, the world will be changed.
Christine, it was such a pleasure having you on the Isaiah Grass Show. You have done so much in your career, like I've said, and using your music to encourage people to dance, love, and enjoy life, and fighting cancer and proving to people to never give up. Thank you again for this opportunity to interview you. We have a very special surprise for our listeners who want to learn more about you. We are going to feature your interview and music on IGMP TV Network on Roku, Apple, Amazon Fire, cable TV, and our media outlets.
Hello, it's Christine W, and you are going to be watching my music video, Smooth Operator. The production is by James Herr, the music production, but the video production was directed by Julie Michaels, my best friend. Starring in this music video is actor Jack Ryan and actress VIP. This is Christine W. You are listening to IGMP-TV, and this is Smooth Operator.
Want to follow you on social media or online, what is your website for them to reach out to you?
I'm at christinew.com and Christine W Music on a lot of the other platforms, and so just look for Christine W either, you know, by itself or Christine W Music, and you'll find me. And thank you to IGMP-TV for supporting the music video for Smooth Operator. It's been wonderful to see it all over.
Absolutely.
And I love that this is a new
thank you for this opportunity.
Yep. So enjoy the music, you guys. It's a joy to make it for you, and it's even more joyful to see you dance into it. So get out there and have some fun.
If you'd like to be a guest on the Isaiah Grass Show, please visit igmptv.com or isaiahgrass.com to collaborate with us. You can email us at media@igmptv.com and follow us on social media at IGMPTV Network and Isaiah G Music. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I'm your host, Isaiah Grass on IGMP-TV, introducing great media to people like you, and you're listening to The Isaiah Grass Show wherever you are. Talk to you later. Bye.